Create Art Podcast. Commentary: The Benefits of Joining Groups. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, head instigator of Create Art Podcast, where we help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. Now, I do this through commentary, conversations, projects, and interviews. And for 2021, I'm also doing monthly web streams for those that like to watch versus just listen. Now, today, I'll be talking about the benefits of joining groups. I know at the time I'm recording this, we've all been cooped up for over a year due to the global pandemic, and people are itching to get back into the swing of Now, many groups have gone online, and it can be difficult to find something that will stimulate you. It is vital to your discipline to get feedback from others who share your passion. I know for me, the groups in the past that I've joined influence my work, and they make it better. Now, many artists think they can create in a vacuum, or they want to be the next Prince who supposedly only listened to his own music. Newsflash, you are not Prince, and neither am I. That approach rarely works and often leads to those adherents to stagnate and never grow as an artist. Not only can you get great feedback from the groups you join, but you can get advice on how to avoid mistakes that others have made, and you'll be able to network with others who can increase your audience size. Not all groups are created equally, and some of them can be elitist. That is when you need to know when to leave the group and find another one. Today, I want to let you know about groups that I've joined, and then I want to share some articles with you from others who recommended joining groups to help you in your discipline. So let's get started. Like many artists, when I first started out, I didn't know what I didn't know. Now, I've been writing poetry since 1988 and never attended a poetry reading or a writing group before then. I basically wrote down what sounded good and accidentally read something that resonated with me. Now, I didn't have a vocabulary to describe to others what I was doing and had no idea if what I was doing was my best possible work. Now, while I was in the Air Force in Abilene, Texas, I was struggling to find myself. I knew a few musicians that served alongside me, but I didn't really have an outlet outside of work. I stumbled upon a coffee shop because I was on a bulletin board system that had a lot of interesting people in it. This was the precursor to the internet as we now know it. I attended my first poetry readings, and I had found my tribe through this group. Now, I heard things there that normally I would not have considered poetry at the time. Now, luckily, I was open enough to accept what others were doing and to be able to be inspired by them as they were inspired by me. And it was a very loose amalgamation of individuals who shared similar passions, and we fed off each other. I learned about other forms of poetry and really soaked up the information. If I hadn't attended those poetry readings, I'm sure I would have not have self-published 4 books of poetry, met Saul Williams, or be doing this podcast. Now, the one glaring weakness from those poetry readings was that there was no accountability, and there was no feedback or attempt to write better. You read a poem, people politely clapped, and you were done. There was no lasting change. There was no improvement. I now know more, but I had no knowledge on how to get better. I didn't know what getting better was. I was just writing like a madman. So, a few years later, I was back in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois, and saw an advertisement for a writing group called Friday Night Writers Workshop. Now, this was a group of writers meeting weekly in a museum and read their work and provided critiques to each other. Again, I had never attended a workshop, so I approached it as a poetry reading. This time, people let me know that much of what I was writing only made sense to me, and the audience was left out of that inside information. At first, I soaked up the information quickly and learned how to critique others' work to help it along. I learned that good was very subjective, and that if I wanted to improve, what I really needed to do was treat my art seriously. The unfortunate problem with the group is that there was always a good amount of booze, and I was usually under the influence of other substances, shall we say. Now, my writing did get better, and that is when I was first thinking about the audience's reaction to my work. Also at that time, I was attending the Green Mill Poetry Slam. Now, I've talked about this poetry reading in the past, but I bring it up because it really made me think about the audience. At the Green Mill, it's poetry combat. Now, some poets were focused on the scores, and others were focused on their work. The ones focused on the scores were usually audience favorites. There was not a group that I identified at the time. Again, I was drinking and doing other things, so I was pretty oblivious. But through all that fog, I was still learning what my audience of my choosing wanted to hear. Now, like many artists, I thought I would get more information taking the academic route. While in my master's program, I attended a poetry writing class. Big disaster for me. The instructor had a set agenda that didn't mesh well with my viewpoint. This can negatively impact your creativity. Now, I'm willing to take some of the blame. I didn't speak privately with the instructor with my issue and basically stopped attending after about a month of classes. I was still writing. However, it truly was a wasted opportunity for me to grow as an artist. When I moved from Chicago to where I'm at now in Fredericksburg, Virginia, I met up with my mentor, Kyle Bondo of Galgopod, at a meetup podcasting event. That meeting was pivotal in my growth as an artist, in that I found somebody who had the knowledge that I needed as I was floundering with a podcast that was little more than a bad attempt at sketch comedy. Kyle helped me find my voice and my direction and once again think about the audience for my art. After attending a number of conferences and joining Facebook groups for podcasting, I found my tribe again. Now, most podcasters were not in the arts, but they were focused on increasing their audience size and engagement. Now, in DC, we had a podcast meetup group that brought together podcasters of various backgrounds and talent to discuss what they were doing and help each other out with our pain points in order to make better podcasts. Now, because I attended and was open to receiving inspiration from these groups, I was able to make the podcast that you're listening to right now versus the one that I made back in 2015. Now, I can hear the amount of growth that I've experienced, and others have commented on this fact that they can hear the growth as well. And I'm much more pleased with my work and proud to list myself as a podcaster. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I would have never had the experiences and gained the knowledge that I needed to be able to do the art that I do today. I would have never had the audacity to start a podcast about art and inspiration and making better art. Now, I'm not an academic or a professional artist, but I do have over 20 years of making art and educating others, as well as myself, about art in various forms. I may not be an expert, and I say that with my fingers doing the little quotes thing. I'm sure you can see it through your headphones. But I prefer to be the person that turns on your light bulb of ideas and inspiration. So let's go ahead and look at what the experts have to say about the benefits of joining a group. All these articles are linked in the show notes. So in Ledge Bay's article, De-Stressing with Art, the Benefits of Joining a Local Art Group, some of the benefits listed were inspiration, fun, friendship, practice, new skills, and furthering your career. Now, one thing that really attracted me to this article was how it started out by challenging introverted artists to break out of their shell and find an art group. As I started today's talk about my experiences, I was that introvert. I know, me, an introvert. Seriously, I related to that challenge, and I'm glad I have accepted that challenge. The first point that resonated with me from the article was gaining inspiration from others. You know, when we join groups, we get input from other people that have maybe more experiences or different viewpoints than we do. Sometimes you just need somebody else to turn on the proverbial light bulb. Plus, The artistic life can be lonely if we allow that. So getting out and working with others or allowing ourselves to be inspired by others may just be what you need for your practice. Now this leads into having fun. Now I do have a regular job that does allow for some creativity, but once you get that creativity bug, you want to do more and more. At least I do. So joining up with others can be a source for fun. Maybe you're banging your head against the wall because you don't know where to go with a project that you're working on. Well, get out of your studio or your other workplace and enjoy the company of other like-minded folk. I've noticed that when I get out of my head and have fun with other folks, my subconscious does its best work. It works out issues in the background and voila, the problem is solved. Naturally, when you have fun with others, you're going to develop friendships, and this can lead to partnerships and possible mentorships that will further push your work than if you just sat in on your own and tried to figure out everything yourself. Now, many times when developing friendships, I have found new and wonderful things like a podcast or a different way to paint or a new author I would have never heard of if it hadn't been a friend recommendation. And if you feel so inclined, feel free to share this podcast with one of your friends. Now, since these friendships develop, it will encourage you to practice your old skills or develop skills. You have a built-in accountability partner right there. And it won't be you doing the self-motivation thing anymore, which, you know, you can fail sometimes. Now, my friends ask me what I'm working on all the time because they know I'm usually putting new things out into the world. Lastly, when you practice, and if you're making this a side hustle or perhaps a career with this, then your network grows and your skills grow. And before you know it, you're making money and getting the recognition that you crave. It forces you to practice. Practice, practice, practice. Now, the next article I'm reviewing is by Moshe Mikhanovsky. Mikhanovsky, there we go. And it's titled 10 Reasons for Emerging Artists to Join a Local Art Group. Now, the reason Moshe shared were socializing, learning, sharing knowledge, networking, opportunities, art shows, volunteering, practicing, exposing, and writing about your experiences. These are all great reasons for joining our group. And I think you'll notice that Moshe's reasons are similar to mine and the other articles I've researched. I just want to touch on a few of those reasons today. And let's start off with writing about your experiences. Now, that's a great way to start a blog or a podcast about your art. Not only are you creating, but you're curating and sharing something intimate about your work and why it's important to you. This allows your audience to catch a glimpse into your world and perhaps maybe bring them closer to you. Think about it. Don't you like to support people in your life who you know a little bit about versus just throwing money at people? I'm more apt to buy a work that may not be technically perfect from somebody I know because I know their process or something about them versus just going to an art gallery and picking up something randomly off the wall. Try adding a blog or a newsletter to your work where you talk about how you got the inspiration for the work. People are interested, they'll read it. If not, no harm. But this is something that I know I need to do better. So if you've looked at the website, there's a blog there that I haven't really touched. So I say this as a challenge to myself and as to you. If you have a blog, let me know. The email address is timothy@createartpodcast.com. Another concept from the article is volunteering. Now, in an effective group, things need to be done. And if you're the type of person to jump in, you're going to be rewarded because most people think they're way too busy. But if you jump in and help out, you know, setting up, tearing down, helping with marketing, collecting admission, or whatever it is, you're going to be known as someone who is really dedicated to the success of the group. Look for opportunities to do a little extra, and the organizers of the group will notice. You know, one time when I was at a podcast conference, I saw a need to help check people into the conference and pass out their t-shirts and welcome them into the conference. By doing this, the organizer of the conference saw that I was interested in doing more than the minimum and gave my podcast some free exposure during the event. the last point that really struck me was exposing your work to others. You know, many of us are under the false impression that no one will like our work or we're going to be laughed at. And this is self-defeating and will ensure that you won't get your work out and perhaps never grow as an artist. By putting yourself out there, other artists will find you and you'll find other artists who share your insecurity. I know, I fear that every podcast episode I put out will have zero downloads. Guess what happens? You just listen to this. It counts as a download. You know, we had a DC podcasters group at one time, and we had to play 5 minutes of an episode and let those that were gathered critique it. People were as nervous as teenagers on a first date. These people were adults, they were professionals, and yet they were nervous. We're all nervous about showing our work. But if we let that stop us, the work never gets out of our hands and into somebody else's. Yes, it's normal to have that fear. Now, what you do with that fear, that can stop your growth, or it can encourage your growth. Get the critique, get the laughter sometimes, but get the work out there. Now, the last article I want to share with you is by Julian Lovegrove. Love that name. Julian Lovegrove. Article is titled Benefits of Joining an Art Club. Being an artist can be very insular. Now, Julian talks about the socializing aspects of groups, you know, learning from others, making new friends, learning new techniques, exhibiting and selling work, and helping others. Gee, does that sound like everything that we've been talking about? Now, I really enjoyed the story that Julian told of the group that he leads. As he's in England, and he moved to the coast and sought out a group, not knowing exactly what to expect. His mother had led an art group in the past, and he didn't want to be part of that type of a group. So he boldly found the current group that he's with. He became a secretary for 6 years, volunteering. And he was the secretary, like I said, for 6 years in the group, and then became the chairperson for the group. Now, not every group is going to be your cup of tea. And that's a nod to England there. I don't drink tea, I drink coffee. But feel free to test out a few before you commit. You know, give the group some time to get to know you and for you to get to know them. Julian echoes many of the things we've already talked about, but I really liked his story so much that I wanted to share it with you. So this is all good stuff, Tim, but what about me? Where do I look for a group? Well, 600-pound gorilla is in the room here. Yeah, I'm talking about COVID. You may have to go online for the time being, but it's not going to be forever. I have two groups that I partake in online. One of them is called Creative Mornings, and the other is called The Collective. Now, Creative Mornings is a group, and you'll have the links in the show notes on this. Now, they're a group that is across the globe in many major cities, and you can attend different talks about different aspects of art and network with other artists in your area. Now, before COVID, they used to hold a breakfast at an artist studio. People would, you know, come and listen to the speaker. Usually the speaker was an artist from the local area, and they picked a topic for the month. Now that it's all online, I really enjoy it because I belong to a few chapters myself. Yes, it's Zoom, and sometimes it's not convenient for me and my work schedule. But I usually like to listen in as I'm doing something else and notice the interaction between folks, especially if the chapter is far away from where I live. The Collective is a group founded by Todd Henry of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Go check out that podcast. It's really good. And here he teaches and networks with other creatives that are managing projects or running their own creative business. See, joining groups doesn't just have to be art groups. It can be business groups, marketing groups, whatever you need. Give it a shot. A lot of times it's free, and a lot of times it's always welcoming. So that's about it for this episode. Joining groups locally or nationally is going to help you with your artistic journey. It brings network opportunities, new friendships, and a way to expand your reach. If you'd like to have more information or for a few suggestions or want to share about a group that you're working with, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com, and let me know. And I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you got anything out of today's episode, feel free to let me know and share this episode with your network. I look forward to putting out more episodes soon. And I'd like to end on not really a bummer note, but I do want to share something personal with you that occurred in my life and has caused a delay in releasing my latest episodes. I was recently diagnosed in March of this year with MS, and I was really wiped out from April's NaPoWriMo, the National Poetry Writing Month. My usual schedule that I had planned out for the year is still in effect. I still want to do 90 episodes that I have planned. I may take some time, and I've been battling some depression and anxiety from all this on top of the pandemic that we're all experiencing. I just let you know I am doing well, and this outlet keeps me motivated to be as healthy as I can be. And it makes me realize that, hey, when I need to rest, I need to rest. And when I need to push, I need to push. So I want to thank you in advance for your patience. While I get this all sorted out and figure out what I can do easily, what takes more time, and what I can't do. I'm still making art, and I'm still taming my inner critic and creating more than I consume. Stay safe, everybody, and go make some art for somebody you love, yourself.